Welcome to the Wealthy Woman's Podcast, a podcast for high-achieving women who are great at making money but struggle to build wealth. You'll learn how to take control of your money, increase your net worth, and make more. Ladies, it's time to create a life with more money and more freedom. Let's dive in. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I am enjoying all the sun that I'm seeing outside my office window today. So typically this time of year, it is gray, cold with, you know, lots of clouds. And today is just beautiful. It's sunny. All the snow has melted. And my neighbor across the street, I could see right into their backyard and their kids are out on the playscape swinging. So it's a beautiful day out. So today I want to talk to you about your self-concept and your relationship with yourself. And this episode was inspired by three women I've come in contact with over the last, I would say, 6 months or so. A couple of them are clients and one is just someone in my circle. And they had interesting ways of identifying themselves based on some of the content I had released and how I talk about women and the things that I say. So I'm going to share the background with each of these women, and then I'm going to get into the content. So the first lady is actually a client of mine, and I had put a post on Facebook saying I help high earning women build wealth and enjoy life at the same time. And typically I say high achieving, but that time I decided to say high earning. And I'm always careful never to put a number on what I consider to be high earning, because honestly, you could be making any amount of money and consider yourself to be high earning. So just so we're clear, the woman that I help is someone who, to her core, she knows that she makes enough money to be further along than where she is. And she wants to keep more of the money that she's making and build wealth. What that amount is that she's making is not up to me to determine. That is up to her to think, yes, I know for sure that with this amount of money that I'm making, I should be further along. And I know that there are some behaviors I'm engaging in that's preventing me from doing that, and some thought processes that are preventing me from doing that. And I want to do better. I want to build wealth. I want to keep more of the money I make, and I also want to enjoy my life. That is who I help. So what that number is, it could be $75,000, it could be $100,000, it could be $500,000, it could be any amount. But that is determined by you to decide if, you know, you are making plenty of money. Now, if you're under earning and you're unable to make ends meet, then I invite you to join my Facebook group, listen to this podcast every week, and get yourself to a place where you are earning more, and then join me inside the Wealthy Woman's Academy, because that is where we can take you from not creating wealth to building lots and lots of wealth while you still enjoy your life. So the conversation I end up having with my client at the time, which to me was the ironic part, because I knew for sure she made plenty of money because the results she was getting and the progress she was making. And she was telling herself, well, I don't identify as a high earning woman. I hope you don't think I'm a high earning woman. And I'm like, it doesn't matter what I think about you. It's what you think about you. So I kind of challenged her, like, why don't you consider yourself to be high earning? What is preventing you from thinking that about yourself? And so that turned into a really powerful coaching session for her. So a few months later, I received a phone call from someone that I personally know. She's in my circle. And she was like, oh my gosh, I got an email from you. And I just listened to the podcast episode that you released and it spoke to me. It was just what I needed. And she said, you know, I get your emails every week, but I just didn't listen to any of the podcast episodes because it's called the Wealthy Woman's Podcast and I don't consider myself wealthy. Now, before I address that, I want to let you know that I do send out a weekly newsletter called the Wealthy Wednesdays newsletter, where I share something from me. So a concept or a tip or a mindset shift from me. And then I also share something from someone I admire that I think could help you. And then I give you something to do or think about.
So I give you an exercise or I give you something to reflect on. And I send that out every Wednesday. So if you're not on my email list, if you're not getting my Wealthy Wednesday newsletters, then you are missing out. So you can go to the show notes to actually sign up for that if that's something you would like to receive. So that was what she was getting. She was getting my Wealthy Wednesdays newsletters. And she was like, I just didn't, you know, focus on the podcast or I never really listened because I don't consider myself wealthy. And it says it's the Wealthy Woman's Podcast. And I explained to her, as I'm going to explain to you, that the reason why I named this podcast the Wealthy Woman's Podcast, because I want women who aspire to be wealthy to have all the tools and knowledge they need to get there. And so this podcast is not just for wealthy women. It's for women who want to be wealthy. It's for women who aspire to be wealthy. It's for women who, again, know that they have the potential to do way more than they're doing, that they could be way further along than they are financially. So again, I had to explain that to her, but it made me a little sad inside, like she was preventing herself from listening to the podcast that could help her to start identifying as a wealthy woman. And so that was the second scenario. The third and final scenario that was the straw that broke the camel's back and made me create this episode was with another client that I have. And we were having a session and she was like, on the opening of your podcast, you say, you know, this is for high achieving women. And, you know, she's like, and then, you know, you say the rest of the words. And I sometimes think, well, I'm not a high achieving woman. And I was baffled because I look at her as the epitome of someone who's high achieving. Her story to me is just amazing, and what she has overcome and what she has created and what she is creating, she's the perfect example of the woman who is high achieving. And so again, that was a coaching opportunity for her as well. And so that was what I said to her. I was like, maybe I need to do a podcast episode on this because you're the third person who's kind of said to me, well, I don't see myself this way. I don't identify this way. Today, I want to help you to question all of it and to stop thinking about yourself as anything other than wealthy, as anything other than high achieving and high earning. Like, you can think anything you want about yourself. You have permission to think anything. And unfortunately, most of us are programmed to think negatively about ourselves versus positively. And so I want to help break that mold today. So I did some research on Google and I looked up the definition of self-concept because we all have a self-concept about ourselves. And here is the definition. It's an overarching idea we have about who we are or who we are not. And we form and evolve our self-concept as we grow and learn new ways of thinking about ourselves and our capabilities. And so today, I want to help you evolve your self-concept, and I want to help you to elevate the way you think about yourself. Because our self-concept determines the relationship we have with ourselves and the kind of results we create in our lives, including the financial results. And of course, if you want to take what we're going to talk about today and actually apply it to your life, then you are invited to join me inside of my signature money coaching program where I work with you one-to-one. And after that, you graduate into a group so that you can start identifying as wealthy, not just by the way you think, but you'll also create the evidence for it as well in your life. But here's the beautiful thing about that. The evidence come after you start thinking a certain way. It's like you have to think the thoughts before you get the results. The wealth isn't going to come by you thinking poor thoughts or that I'm not wealthy or I'm not high achieving or I'm not successful or I'm not high earning. Those lines of thinking will not create wealth. And so I want to help you to transform the way you think about yourself and your capabilities. And I want you to actually apply everything you learned so that you can create the wealth. So that is what we do inside of the Wealthy Woman's Academy. You are invited to join me. Simply go to the show notes to learn more about it. I have an entire webpage dedicated to the Wealthy Woman's Academy, and it is www.germainefoley.com jermainewa.com/WWA. That's Jermaine with a G. Or you can simply go to the show notes and click on the link and learn all about it and sign up if you want to take all of the things you're learning on the podcast and apply them to your life so that you can get the results that you want. So let's go ahead and talk about your self-concept and why it's so important. Your self-concept is so important because it determines the relationship that you have with yourself. And your relationship with yourself is simply determined by the thoughts you think or don't think about who you are and what you're capable of. What you think about yourself is way more important than what others think about you. So society can say and think anything they want about you, and so can your family members, so can your friends. And literally, those thoughts have no power over you. They mean nothing unless you take them on and you start thinking them about yourself. Now, when you start thinking them about yourself, that's when they become powerful. That's when they actually either propel you forward if the thoughts are good or hold you back if the thoughts are not good. This is because thoughts are energetic and have the power to build you up or tear you down. The Bible says, as a man thinks, so is he. And for our purposes, as a woman thinks, so is she. This means we become who we think we are. So quite literally, our thoughts become our reality. So why not think big? Why not think positive? Why not think thoughts that feel good inside? Why not think you're wealthy? Why not think you're high earning? Why not think you're high achieving? Well, your answer to that may be, well, I don't want to kid myself. I don't want to lie to myself. There's another Bible verse that says, think those things that are not as if they were. And one of my favorite authors, her name is Esther Hicks. She says, and I love this, stop telling it like it is and start telling it like you want it to be. This is so powerful, you all, because sometimes people really do think that they have to just tell it like it is. And it's like, what's the point? Tell it like you want it to be. So, for instance, I can understand you saying, well, I don't want to say I'm wealthy because I don't think I'm wealthy. I get that. And honestly, if you don't believe your thoughts, then they really will not become your reality. So you may not want to walk around thinking I'm wealthy and not believe it. And I'm offering that you definitely don't want to walk around thinking I'm not wealthy. So how can you tell a different story? How can you tell it like you want it to be? Can we find something in the middle? For some of you, you are like, yeah, I can think I'm wealthy. I can find evidence of that. Yes, I can think that. That feels good to me. And if that is good for you, more power to you. But for those who are like, well, I don't want to lie to myself, I want to offer this. You can think a thought like, I'm becoming wealthy. I am working on becoming wealthy. You can find that middle ground so that you can believe the thought. But whatever you do, please don't think that you're not wealthy. Don't think that you're not high achieving. Don't think any of that. Because the truth is, you can practice thinking and believing anything you want. Why not practice thinking amazing thoughts about yourself? Why not spend less time thinking about who you're not and more time thinking about who you want to become? When you do this, the results you create will literally change. Let me give you an example. Let's take the person who decides to think, I'm not high achieving. So think about what that feels like on the inside when you tell yourself, I'm not high achieving, because our thoughts create emotions and feelings in our body, right? And when I think I'm not high achieving, I feel inadequate. I don't feel like I'm enough, right? And from that feeling, how I show up in the world, the behaviors I engage in, the action steps that I take are going to be from that inadequate energy. And so the results that I create in my life are not going to be amazing. They're not going to be high achieving results. I'm going to actually prevent myself from becoming high achieving. So this line of thinking, I'm not high achieving, will literally send your brain down a negative rabbit hole. Because one negative thought begets another negative thought. And it's like they keep coming and coming and coming. And before you know it, you'll find more and more evidence that aligns with that negative thought pattern, right? So you'll think, oh, I'm not high achieving. And then you'll find all these examples of why you're not high achieving because your thoughts are energetic and they just bring more of the same kinds of thoughts to you to prove that you're right. Versus if you decide to think, I am high achieving. So here's a second example. I am high achieving. I'm high achieving, right? How does that feel? Well, honestly, it's the opposite. I feel adequate. I feel good enough. I feel capable, right? And so how I show up in the world and the things that I do and don't do will align with that adequate feeling, the feeling of being capable, the feeling of being powerful. And then the results I create in my life from that thought of I am high achieving, you continue to achieve more and more. And the brain, again, goes down a rabbit hole, but this time it's a positive thought rabbit hole because that positive thought will beget more positive thoughts and more positive thoughts. And then you will start to notice all the evidence around you of how you are high achieving, all the things that are going well in your life, all of the things that you have accomplished, because I promise you, all of us have so many things that we've done well, that we've accomplished, but sometimes we're blind to them because we're telling ourselves that we're not good enough, that we're not wealthy, that we're not high earning, we're not high achieving. So we can't even see them. So I'm going to end here. How you think about yourself now and in the future will literally determine the life you create for yourself, including, again, your financial life. Why not create it deliberately? You are invited to think amazing thoughts about yourself because the truth is you are amazing. It's embedded in your DNA, but you'll only experience it when you acknowledge it. Let's stop thinking lowly of ourselves and let's start thinking highly of ourselves. It will change your life. I hope this is helpful. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Hey, before you go, if you're ready to create a life with more money and more freedom, then you're invited to join the Wealthy Woman's Academy, my signature coaching program where you'll learn how to take control of your money and build wealth without sacrificing your lifestyle. To get started, head on over to germainefoley.com/WWA. That's Germaine with a G. See you over there. Bye-bye.